Morning.
All right. I just moved it all mainly because of the feedback, but generally because it happens. And things have a background. Whenever I call out your case, go ahead and take yourself off mute and introduce yourselves and we'll move on from there. Okay. Yeah, I had two. I'll be with you all in one moment. A side conversation here. I've got 2, 3, 5 out. Yep. And 18. Gotcha. 18? Yeah, I had 18. Is that 19's gone too?
Right. Case number 4. It's not even an emergency. 5 and 5.
Okay. All right, folks, I'm back a little bit. So I've got an emergency motion to cancel a hearing for today. Set for today. Not last night or this morning. That's Sham versus Bernstein family?
Some, you're
on this matter. Ooh, hang on 1 second, folks. Let me. No, I don't have my. It's going. I saw you light up, but I'm not getting any volume.
Can you hear me now, Your Honor?
Yes, Ms. Miller, yes.
Good morning, Your Honor. It's Sam is the way you say the first name.
Yeah, I thought it would be something. Sam versus yes, Bernstein correct. Family. What's going on with this? There's some emergency motion to cancel.
So we had filed a
motion. I haven't read this. Obviously, it came at 12 in the morning. So
we filed a motion to substitute party plaintiff. The motion itself was filed back in September. And the notice of hearing was filed on October 30th.
Right.
Then, as you saw this morning at, I think it was 12:38, this motion.
Mr. Hall here, first of all, and yes. I want to just warn everybody, this is an artifact of Zoom. I call out a case, one person starts talking. You don't do that in court. If you're standing in court, you'd never just start doing that. You'd wait and you'd look and you'd make sure everybody who's involved in that case was identified, gave their notice of appearance, and they worked with me. So please, it's getting aggravating at this point. And when I'm calling out a case and I'm trying to get my thoughts together and remember where it was because I read in advance, we don't just start running off. Is Mr. Hall here?
Yes, Your Honor.
There, now that's why I do that, because now I don't even know who I'm talking to. Who else is here on this matter? Is anyone else here on this matter? Sam versus Bernstein Family Realty.
Yes, Your Honor. Inger Garcia, I'm here on behalf of the defendants, the Bernstein Family Trust and the Bernsteins individually. Good morning.
Are there unknown tenants or we don't know about that?
Yes, they're the same people.
Okay, same people there, so they reside in. All right, so I'm assuming that's everybody. What's going on with this? So Ms. Miller, you set this hearing. What is going on with Mr. Hall jumping in here? You say you're an interested person. What does that mean, sir?
The motion to intervene, as appearance as an interested person, I'm a manager of BFR, and there's direct, immediate impact.
You're a manager of the Bernstein Family Realty?
That's correct. Here in my individual capacity as manager only.
Well, you can't be here in an individual capacity for an LLC.
I'm not here for the LLC. I'm here as a manager of the LLC.
Okay, and what is your interest in it?
As manager, I have statutory and contractual rights to payments. The proceedings.
Okay. Let me go back to Ms. Miller and what's properly noticed for today. This is merely a substitution of party. There's a guardian in place now?
That's correct, Your Honor. And just so you know, there was one other attorney who was trying to appear, Ms. Patwell.
Is she here?
Yes, Your Honor, I'm here. I was trying to speak and the court was speaking. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm here. I represent Ms. Somm in the guardianship matter, and I had also filed a notice of appearance in this case. I just wanted to let the court know I'm here also.
Okay, so Ms. Somm is the one who was trying to substitute in as now the guardian for, this was two husband and wife, right? It's Patricia. Mr. Somm's passed away, correct?
Correct. And
so Patricia now has a guardian,
Correct.
The guardians intervene. Notice of appearing and trying to substitute him now as a party.
Yes, Your Honor, that's correct.
Okay. Who has an objection to that?
I have an objection.
What is your objection, sir?
Well, stated in the motion, of course. There's actually
a motion that you filed at 12:27 last night or this morning that I have not had a chance to even look at.
I understand, Your Honor. There's a pending motion for rehearing in the guardianship case with Judge Burton on the actual authority of the guardian to even hire the Sweet Apple firm, which is listed over in that case as being not only witnesses.
We'll address all that in the future, but at this point, there is a guardianship. There might be a rehearing, but it is a guardianship that has been properly and duly appointed.
Right, but that authority...
And I'm only rushing, sir, not to be rude to you, but I've got 25 other people that wait. This is not the type of thing to throw grenades in on a hearing. This will probably notice.
Right, which is why...
Particularly when it's on UMC, which is everybody's 5 minutes to get FaceTime with the judge. All right.
Right. But, Your Honor, real quick, with all due respect, my understanding is Florida has a Rule 4 that the Sweet Apple firm, even trying to do this, should have conferred with me.
Sir, I'm going to say once again, you're not here to be able to represent the company.
I'm here to represent myself.
And the Rule 4 doesn't include you because it includes the parties who are actually here and present. Anyway,
I filed the notice of appearance 3 months before they tried to pull this maneuver.
It is what it is. The guardian is legally appointed. It's a proper substitution. I'm going to allow the substitution. Whatever appropriate motions to follow may be provided. There are all sorts of remedies that I'm not going to sit here and instruct anybody about while I'm waiting on UMC. So the appropriate...
Your Honor, did you pay attention to the fact that this firm, Your Honor, is committing...
There you go. Thank you. I muted him. We're adjourned on that matter. Go ahead and upload an order allowing the substitution. And we'll go on from there. Where this hearing is adjourned.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Your Honor. Thank you.
Same to everybody. And I want you all, I do ask you all to call Mr. Hall and talk to him about his concerns and explain to him what your positions are, as in he mentioned Rule 4. Now that you know that he's given a pro se, for example, of an intervention motion, or at least that's his inclination. And Mr. Hall, I'd suggest that you go find counsel who can properly advise you in these matters so that you're not doing things like this to UMCs, which are wholly inappropriate. Okay? Yes. I did not. Select Portfolio versus Ford Motor. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Your Honor. Good day.